You're listening to SBS News.
Perhaps now at the peak of their powers as a footballing nation, Belgium entered their round of 16 match against Japan as favourites to earn a second consecutive World Cup quarterfinal berth. Unusually, they lacked a finishing touch up front in the first half, and this, combined with Japan's lack of a good final pass and general slowness in finding a final pass in the first place after good lead-up play, meant the score was nil-all at half-time. The second half, on the other hand, was epic. Japan went up 1-0 after a fantastic Genki Haraguchi strike and then found themselves up 2-0 4 minutes later after superb lead-up work by Shinji Kagawa set up another superb strike, this one by Takashi Inui. The Samurai Blue looked destined for their first ever World Cup quarterfinal. But games are 90 minutes long and a team must keep playing. Fortunately for Belgium, they did. Jan Vertonghen caught Japanese goalkeeper Eiji Kawashima out of position to score and make it 2-1. And 5 minutes later, substitute Marouane Fellaini used his head, literally, to score another goal, and it was 2-2 with 15 minutes to play. The game looked headed for extra time when Japan won a corner in stoppage time. They crossed the ball into the box. What happened next was one of the most extraordinary acts in the history of the World Cup. Here's how the BBC's Five Live commentary described it as it happened.
Courtois comes, makes a good clean catch, and now there could be trouble all for Belgium as they come forward here. De Bruyne sprinting through the middle, options left and right. Oh, Belgium could win it here. He's given it to Meunier. Meunier to Lukaku, steps over it, Chadley! Chadley with the goal for Belgium! Japan are distraught, they're flat on their backs. A stunning counter-attack from Belgium wins it in the last minute of added time.
A fast-as-lightning, length-of-the-field counter-attack in the fourth minute of stoppage time, yielding the winning goal from substitute Nasser Chadley, and handing Belgium one of the most extraordinary come-from-behind victories in the history of the tournament. For those wishing to hear what agony sounds like, here's how SBS Radio's Japanese commentary described the decisive goal. It's the first time in 48 years a team has come from two goals behind in a knockout stage World Cup game to win. And Chadley's goal was the second latest winning goal ever in a World Cup knockout stage game that did not go to extra time. The only later one, Italy's penalty that eliminated the Socceroos in 2006. Belgium coach Roberto Martinez dedicating the 3-2 win to the nation.
All of a sudden is a test of character, is a test of the team. And you have to see the reaction of the subs coming on, the reaction of everyone wanting to get back into the side, and just to win the game 3-2 in a World Cup within 90 minutes, I think it tells you everything about this group of players. Today is a day to be very, very proud of this group of players. Everyone in Belgium, this is for them. Thank you for the support and keep believing. The boys showed an incredible winning mentality today.
Japanese coach Akira Nishino confronting a scene of devastation in the Japanese dressing room after the game. The coach saying it was so much so, he couldn't debrief his players.
Take a shower.
Is what I said.
Because they were standing. Just not doing anything.
So I am going to talk to them after we get back to the hotel.
Belgium's reward for one of the most remarkable triumphs in the history of the World Cup is a quarterfinal showdown with Brazil on Saturday morning. The Brazilians faced Mexico in Samara in their round of 16 game. The Mexicans started strongly, but were no threat near goal, and Brazil recovered quickly. Reward eventually coming from a close-range strike from superstar Neymar, set up by the hard-working Willian 6 minutes after half-time. The second and result-sealing goal set up by Neymar in the 88th minute. Roberto Firmino putting it in the net. This is how SBS Radio's Portuguese commentary called that one.
Firmino,
But it wasn't all plaudits for Neymar, despite a strong display in a 2-0 win. He again stands accused of going to ground too easily and simulation. Particularly under review is an incident in the second half that halted the game for 4 minutes. Retrieving the ball, Mexican midfielder Miguel Layún stood, whether accidentally or not, on Neymar's lower leg as he retrieved a ball that had gone out of play. Neymar proceeded to react as if he'd been shot. No action was taken against Layún, but regardless of the Mexican's role, Neymar's reaction has drawn intense disapproval. Mexico's coach, Juan Carlos Osorio, whilst declining to name Neymar specifically, making a thinly veiled criticism of Neymar's overall conduct, saying it cost his team.
In the first half, well, in total, we have 53 possession versus 47. I do think that the intensity that it decreased at some point because the referee has a lot to do with it. Too many calls and allows for too many faking fouls.
It's not the first time the world's most expensive player has come under attack. Neymar says he doesn't care what people say and thinks his critics are just trying to put him off.
Look, I think it's more an attempt to undermine me than anything else.
Eu não ligo muito pra crítica, né? Às
I
vezes,
don't much care for criticism,
porque isso pode
not even for praise,
de alguma coisa a cabeça do atleta.
In a way,
esses últimos dois jogos, né, eu não falei com a imprensa, não falei nada,
in the last two matches,
porque,
I didn't talk to the
porque eu não queria polêmica, porque tem muita gente falando,
kind of
e uns se alteram, não sei se querem aparecer, não sei se querem falar. Eu só tenho que jogar futebol, eu tenho que jogar, ajudar meus companheiros, ajudar minha equipe.
Teammates,
eu vim aqui
para isso,
não vim aqui para outra coisa.
That's what I'm here for,
eu vim para ganhar.
Nothing else.
Né? Então,
I'm here to
eu
win.
Espero que,
so,
que eu possa melhorar cada vez mais. Né? Eu sabia que ia precisar
always
de ritmo para voltar ao meu nível normal. E hoje eu já me sinto muito melhor. E eu estou muito feliz, né, pela
and
partida de hoje, não só individualmente, mas
match,
o principal foi o coletivo. Parabenizo toda a equipe pelo trabalho, pelo esforço.
My team,
e a gente está melhorando cada vez mais.
And we're improving all the time.
The impressive Brazilians now one step closer to a sixth world title in a World Cup where many of their big-name rivals have already been eliminated. The round of 16 concludes tonight with Sweden playing Switzerland in St. Petersburg, followed by the match between England and Colombia in Moscow. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.